certainly 2014 was a record year for sea crossings, people crossing primarily from Libya to reach European shores, roughly 220,000 people, migrants and asylum seekers, reached the EU by sea in 2014. And it is true that given how many have already made the crossing throughout the winter months and the first months of 2015, everything suggests that this year we could see that very high record broken. Why do people risk their lives crossing the Mediterranean? For as many reasons as there are people attempting the journey. But I can say that around half of those who attempted and succeeded in making the journey last year were from countries like Eritrea and Syria. So on the one hand, a very repressive country where the human rights situation is appalling, and Syria, of course, a war-torn country that has seen millions and millions of people fleeing the violence. There are, of course, also people who are so-called economic migrants, so people who are escaping deep poverty and hoping to improve their lives and those of their families.
Well, there are a lot of dangers in this. Maybe you'll recite some of them for us.
The dangers begin on the land journeys that people take from their countries of origin, which, again, could be Eritrea, could be Mali, could be Nigeria, if we're just talking about sub-Saharan Africa, to reach Libya in order to get on the boat to cross the Mediterranean. So there can be a lot of violence and suffering and hardship along the way. The journeys can take months just to reach Libya. In Libya, people face detention and brutality at the hands of Libyan guards and police. And then the actual sea journey is, of course, incredibly dangerous. Smugglers tend to overcrowd very rickety, unseaworthy boats. They limit the amount of water and food people can take in order to save space. They use deception. They lie to people. They tell them the journey will only take 2 days. They can take, you know, weeks if things go wrong. They put in charge of the boats people who have absolutely no experience captaining ships. And often there is only enough fuel for the straight shot without any problems. But, you know, if there's any kind of problem along the way, fuel runs low, boats can drift. And many, many, many people over the years, it's estimated something around 20 to 25,000 people over the past 20 years have died in the Mediterranean on these incredibly dangerous journeys. Last year in 2014, it's estimated that over 3,200 people died, most of them from drowning or thirst or exposure to the elements. The death toll so far in 2015 is at least 470.